Hello, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It's your girl, Katie Folsom.
And I'm Emma Glover.
And we are here on our new podcast entitled
Drunk Idiots.
Drunk Idiots coming at you live, baby. So, we're going to do a little intro of ourselves. Emma, would you like to go first?
Yeah, so my name's Emma Glover. I'm a marketing major with an international... What?
Yeah, we don't give a fuck. Say something better.
I also have daddy issues.
That's the content I like to hear.
That's kind of the leading line I use when I flirt with guys and shit, so why not just put it on there for the whole world?
We'll come back to that part, but for now, my name's Katie Folsom. I don't really know what else to say about myself. Yeah, what? Yeah. What's interesting about me? You tell them.
She's a womanizer?
I'm a womanizer. There we go. But back to the daddy issues.
Can we not talk about it right off the get-go? Can we, like, ease our way into it? Like, let's talk about something a little less aggressive right off the bat.
I don't think that's aggressive at all. I think we just need to dive right into it.
Okay, there's something very aggressive about walking on and on your dad, like, jacking off a little bit. Like, that's just not okay.
You already ripped it off like a Band-Aid, baby. Let's just tell them. We teased them. Now we need to tell them what happened.
All right, so...
Go ahead. Take the wheel, Emma.
Jesus. Yeah, no. So I was in my room doing homework. Like, the good little girl I was. I was fucking in, like, sixth grade. And I needed the dictionary for this English assignment.
You were having sex in the sixth grade?
No,
I... You said I was fucking in the sixth grade.
I was... Oh, fuck.
Okay, keep going.
That was actually good.
Thank you.
That was clever as hell.
Keep going.
So anyways, I had to go to get the dictionary, and I went downstairs.
The dictionary.
Yeah, seriously, it's a metaphor in itself. But yeah, so the door was closed into our library room. That sounds fancy as fuck.
Humble brag.
Yeah. Fuck. And I didn't think anything of it. It was like fucking 10:30. Like, it's not even late. Opened the door, and my dad's just jacking off to porn. He tried to, like, cover it up real quick, but I...
Like, did he do that dodgeball move where he, like, took the pizza and shoved it in his pants?
No, he just, like, closed the screen really quick and, like, I honestly didn't even know what it was.
A serious question. Was the screen facing you?
Yes. I saw, like, two things humping
you
each other.
You saw titties?
I saw two pairs of titties. It was lesbian porn.
But, shut
like,
up.
I was seriously so young that I was like, no way. Like, maybe he just clicked on a pop-up ad. Like... I was denying that he was fucking watching porn as I see his dick, like, wobbling.
Ew, yeah. You saw your dad's wiener.
You haven't?
Ew. Hey, that's a rule on our, new topic. Shout out Nicole and Christina. Me, Emma, Nicole, and Christina all made a community wine chest. Now, girls, I'm pretending like people are actually going to listen. I'm Alexandra Cooper right now. Now, girls, we made a community wine jar. Emma, would you like to chime in on that? I'm drunk, dude. I've had one White Claw and I'm a balls of the wall.
I'm eating fucking pizza right now, everybody, just so you know.
But what it is it has a bunch of rules. So take a boy home, pay $2 to the wine jar. Emma's familiar with that one. Pee in your bed. That's enough said on that one.
You're familiar with that one. Do you want to explain that one?
One time I got drunk and peed in my bed. Who hasn't done it? Hopefully this is still recording. Let's see. Guys, excuse the technical issues. Oh no, it's working. Okay. But anyway.
Not only did you pee in your bed, but you slept in your pee.
Like, I know. I know. That's embarrassing.
I think it was late till like 5 p.m. the next day.
No. Yes. No. Well, because I didn't know. Because I did it on the end of my bed. So I didn't.
How did you not know that you pissed yourself?
I was so drunk that night. That was the night we were at J-Max. And I fell over while trying to do a beer bong. And the beer bong fell all over everyone else but me.
You're special.
Ed. Oh, we can't share this with anyone now. Only our close friends can see this. So, like, two people.
Yeah, we only have friends. Each other.
Yeah, we'll share it with each other. So, next topic. We're really running through a lot of topics here. Oh, the community wine chest. But, yes, it's a great way. We're going to go to Aldi's, split the money, buy ourselves some cheap wine, $3 wine.
It's so annoying, though. So, like, when we first originally made the idea, I thought we'd be, like, putting things for, like, a dime or, like, a quarter. And, like, slowly the change would add up. But no, Katie and Nicole decided to put it for like fucking $3. So I went out last night and I ran a tab. I like owe, I think $6, $7, $8 for all the $4.50,
I counted it.
$4.50 in one night.
Okay, I owe, what do I owe, $1? I went out on a weeknight and skipped class. Oh, is it 50 cents for every class you skip? Mm. Then I owe $1.50. I skipped three classes. Shit. Well, no, I skipped two because I had a field trip. So, because I go to school.
Humble brag.
But yes.
Do you think I can finish this whole pizza?
Everyone, place your bets. Do you think Emma can finish this whole pizza? She's got about three slices left.
I'm going in for it. I'm gonna try my fucking hardest.
All right, next topic. Our exes. Fuck. You go first. Let's talk about restraining order, man.
Oh,
we can't share this with people he knows.
Yeah, well, we can't share this with anyone at this point. Like,
we could share this with, like...
mental.
Well, go ahead. Let's talk about the time we went to that Darty. So, a little backstory. Emma was dating this guy for a long time. Not dating, but together. Yeah. Over the summer, they were together. They would visit each other.
He was my first, actually. He was my first time in everything.
Yes. Like, so
it was romantic.
So you know it's serious when you give the man the...
Yeah, and when you give him the V card. No, and the thing is, like, I'm not a very romantic person. Like, if you know anything about me, like, I just like the quick fuck.
I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck.
No, I'm very flirty and I don't really like being tied down. So this was like probably the closest I've ever been.
But
to.
You fought him hard. Like he wanted you. Like he was like, Emma, I'll wait for you and blah blah blah. And Emma was kind of like, no, blah blah blah. I don't really want you.
I'm gonna get boys, just so you know.
And then yes, and then so they kind of broke up. And then Emma went abroad, and that was like part of your reason you didn't want to date, which is understandable. You went away for 3 months. And then while Emma's gone, well, you kind of realized you did like him.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you do dumb shit and then it makes you like realize like what's good and stable. And
okay. We're getting too deep here. We need to stay light. So then Emma went abroad and man gets a new girlfriend, right? New girlfriend. Not, she's a nice girl. Not as cute as Emma, but a nice girl.
The best way to describe her is a naked
moron. Emma, what if we share this with people? We can't say she looks like a naked fucking moron.
Am I wrong?
I mean, she does, but...
I mean, she looks like a pretty naked...
A pretty naked moron, like Rufus from Kim Possible.
Share it now. Good.
Now we can show people this. Go viral.
Yes, baby.
But anyway, so Emma gets back, and we're all excited because Emma's back in town for Eau Claire and blah, blah, blah. So we're like, we need to go to a Darty. So we went.
Granted, too, this is my birthday weekend. Like, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Everyone's drunk. We're having a great time. Like,
and Emma was pretty wasted. There's a video of her going, I need more drink. I need, like, in a group full of people. But anyway, where it gets good is Emma goes to this Darty, and these people always had Darties, like, big ones. Like, 100, I don't know, like, 80 people, 100 Not 100.
Like they were bigger.
Like, they were big. Like, you could go there and not be able to find someone that you were looking for because there would be people, like, in the house, upstairs, on the roof, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so, all of a sudden, I'm standing there with Emma. Do you want to tell the story or should
nope,
I?
Nope, you.
Okay. And all of a sudden, this guy comes up to her and he's like, are you Emma Glover? And Emma's like, why, yes, like, I am.
I'm legitimately
kind of flirting. I am Emma Glover. So who are you?
Like, who are
you?
Yeah,
I know. Because when someone comes up to you, you're like, oh, like, do you want to talk?
Yeah, like, who starts with the fucking line? Are you Emma Glover?
So
like,
then Emma goes, why, yes, I am. And he goes, okay, you need to leave.
And boner killed.
Like, lady boner so, gone.
I was really confused at that point.
So then Emma's like, well, why? Why do I have to, what?
What did I do to deserve this treatment?
And then she's like, I just got back into America. Like, what?
It's my birthday.
I'm not an illegal immigrant. Like, I can be here.
Dick.
So then he's like, I don't know.
I almost said the name.
He's like, well, let's make up fake names because that's what they do in Call Her Daddy. I almost said Paul. Travis and Morgan.
Oh, that's good.
That's good shit. Travis and Morgan just came up to me and told me that I need to come over here and make you leave. And right away I was like, no. If Travis wants Emma to leave, Travis can come over here and tell her himself. So you tell Travis to get his ass over here and talk to her like a man.
And I'm like, I'm sitting here like, Katie, it's okay. Like, I can leave. Like,
and I was like, no, you're not fucking leaving.
Yeah, like, I was trying to be all civil and like just leave, like avoid this whole situation, avoid like the embarrassment. But no, Katie takes it upon herself to be my own personal bodyguard. Thank you for that.
I know. I'm your bodyguard.
Yeah. So, continue.
Okay. So then I really didn't think anything was going to come of that. I really wasn't. I was talking the talk, but I wasn't walking the walk, right? So then all of a sudden Morgan comes up and she goes, did she talk to you first or did she talk to... She started talking to Emma.
Well, no, she was talking to both of us, I think.
She's like, yeah, you need to go. Like, Emma, I don't feel comfortable with you here. Like, you can't be here when Travis is here and I don't like it. You guys, you're like, you're distracting us and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Are we in fucking high school?
She literally goes up to this girl. She's like, are we in sixth grade?
Are we in the sixth grade, Morgan? Like, what the fuck? Why would you tell someone to leave when you're a grown-ass woman in college and there's like 200 people here?
And granted, too, I wasn't even talking to either of them.
You didn't even look at them.
I was having such a good time that they were like jealous.
The thing is, you're friends with all of his roommates. So like, his roommates were like coming up to you like, hey, Emma, good to have you back.
I slapped my ass and I'm like, yeah. Like,
no. Yes, daddy.
No, yeah.
But
in seriousness though, like if I'm having a fun time, I'm not bothering you, and you feel the need to personally come up and kick me out of your party,
This is the moral of the story.
Yeah, I actually took it as a compliment. I'm like, wow, you guys must be having a really bad time.
Holy shit, Emma's here.
Emma's back from England and she's better.
She's back
than ever.
From the dead. Oh my
god. No, but seriously, maybe she thought like Trevor's gonna get feelings if he sees Emma.
You mean Travis?
Oh, Travis.
Fuck.
Edit that out. But seriously, like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Jewel rip.
That was a jewel rip time. But okay, my turn. I don't really have any good exes stories. All my exes are pretty fucking lame.
Oh, they're kind of deadbeats.
Nathan's not a deadbeat. I mean,
Nathaniel.
That's his fucking name.
Wait, no,
it's not Nathaniel, but that's the same fucking name as Nathan. Well, we already fucking said it, Nathan.
Okay, let's give him like a shout out because you have a banging body now. Like, he is hot. Like, you could totally, you know.
I don't want to hear that.
Well, they say don't go to your past, but I say go back.
No.
Make a fucking U-turn and hop on.
No.
No. You know what?
I don't know.
His new girlfriend looks just like
you. Oh my god. One
That's
time.
A compliment to you as well.
So Emma sends this picture in our group chat and says, Katie, this girl looks exactly like you. And granted, the girl was dressed like me. Like, she had a North Face vest on, a sweatshirt, and like leggings, and okay, like the average white girl outfit. But she had like the blonde hair. I don't know. She just, like, kind of looked like me. And I go, that's Nathan's new fucking girlfriend. And you were like, no fucking way. So, basically, he downgraded, but upgraded? I don't know. At the same time.
No, he, like, stayed the same. He's, like, even.
He was just looking for me all over again.
That's what I'm saying. It's, like, the nicest compliment.
I hope she's nicer to him.
Yeah, you were a dick.
No, I wasn't. I was nice to him.
Katie, okay, whoever doesn't know Katie, Katie's actually, like, a dick. Like,
what?
Her personality. She's,
what?
You are. Like, she's so mean all the time.
No, I'm not. It's in a friendly way. Like, if I mean you, I like you.
I've had to, like, develop such, like, hard skin with her. And look at me now.
Yeah, you're stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you fucking stronger,
unless
Emma.
You fucking break my pinky and step on my hand.
Oh, let's talk about that next.
Oh, cool.
Well, another one of my exes brought home a man that got punched in the face and kicked out of a party, and then they smoked on my bed. But that's a different story.
I had him homeless.
He wasn't homeless, no. But I walked in, there's this little chubby kid, and he's like, hey, I just got punched in the face. I was like, Peter, get him out of here. Get him the fuck out of here. What the fuck? But anyway, let's get a breather here. Emma, do you want to start talking about this story while I go get a new drink?
What's the story?
Of how you broke did your hand did.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, here at Eau Claire, we have this thing called Pickle Christmas, all right? So, basically, it's like a race on who can get drunk the fastest. Like, you go to the bar, 8 a.m., you start a tab, whatever. Anyways, I didn't even get to the bar till, like, 1 p.m., all right? So, I should have been the soberest one out of everyone. Yet, somehow, I left the bar
with me.
The drunkest I've ever been, probably in my life. Like, my shirt's falling down when I'm walking home. Like, I was hammered. I mean,
I have videos to prove it.
Yeah,
she couldn't speak. She was like, blah, blah, blah.
You know I'm drunk when I can't speak.
No, I know you're drunk when you puke. Emma doesn't puke unless she's like obliterated, and I've only seen it happen once. Oh, that's a funny story too. But anyway, what have you told them so far? We left the bar. We're walking down Water Street. Granted, I can't believe we didn't, like, get stopped by a cop or something, because you were just running around, like, talking to people, and I was like, Emma, get... Oh, and by the way, my face was fucking scabbed up from the night before, because some dude thought it was funny to drop me on my face. That's a different story. But, so I can barely talk, because it hurts to move my lips, and I'm like, Emma, get back here! In my man voice, because I can't talk. And she's like, I don't know what you were doing. You talk to some man, and I go, this bitch is fucked up. And then I just... lightly tapped you.
No, she's exaggerating because she feels bad about it. She fucking shoved me. She basically broke my pinky.
No, I
in
didn't.
Her hand.
I lightly tapped you.
No.
Because I thought, well, because you were, I don't know why you were like crouching down, so I tapped you and then she fell and I go, are you okay? Ha ha ha. I pushed her over. Ha ha. And then
when I get up, my pinky is fucking like bent in abnormal ways. Like it was just
bent out of shape.
Yeah, it was
like some black dick.
Oh my God, yes.
New quote to live by. But anyway, we went home. Shut up. We went home. Emma continued the rest of the night saying, my pinky's broken. And me and her brother were like, no, Emma, it's not. Granted, her brother's just as fucked up as she is. Her brother thought it was the next morning. He was like, when are we going to the pickle tonight? I was like, Chad, it is tonight. It's 8 p.m.
Like, me and my brother were just hammered, like, belligerently fucked up. Like, he opened a tab and he spent $120 at the pickle. And for those of you that don't know, that's a hard thing to accomplish at the pickle. Like,
that's like 70 no way. math batted it. But yes, what was I gonna talk about next? Are going to talk about when Emma, well, we were talking a lot about you. Yeah. We'll talk about you one more. Well, you just have like stupid
dick
story.
What?
I was gonna talk about the time you watched people get their knees pierced.
God damn it.
Knee piercings, ladies and gentlemen. Knee
sexiest thing
piercings.
A guy can do.
Take it away, Emma.
No.
You were there. I wasn't there.
Okay, so I don't know why I went out by myself.
Emma went out by... we have so many stories about Emma going out by herself.
If I go out by myself, you best believe I'm bringing back a weird story.
Like last night! Last night! Oh, last fucking night! Okay.
No, seriously. Whenever
because
I go out
because I rein you in. Because I keep you...
No, you definitely don't. You encourage bad shit. I don't know.
But why doesn't the bad shit happen when...
I think,
you go out with
no,
me.
No, maybe that's because I'm like, I don't know. It's like I have a play buddy. Like, I don't need the weird things. Like, I'm entertained by you.
Interesting. Continue.
Anyway, so I was hammered, obviously, and walking home from the bars. As I'm walking, I see these guys underneath our house. Like, we had a two-story house, and underneath, like, we lived upstairs. Underneath was a tattoo piercing parlor. And so the guys that worked there were outside smoking cigarettes. Everybody can relate to this. Like, when you're drunk, you need a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I'm drunk, I just say I need a fat cig. Yeah. No, Emma. Well, maybe my Juul, but no, I don't need a fat cig. That's
no.
Just you.
Okay, no. Everyone, like, will...
That's a dollar.
Well, that's a long time ago.
Okay, continue.
Anyway, so I, like, go up to these guys. I'm like, hey, can I bum a cigarette off you? Smoking cigs with them, and they're like, why don't you come in? We're actually having, like, a little party in here.
Oh, God. Bad move, Emma.
Yeah, of course.
See, if I would have been there, I would have... Actually, I probably would have done
you
it.
You would have won.
I would have won.
So, yeah, I go in. There's, like, 15 people, like, and these people are weird. Like, they're sketchy. I should have walked out, went home, went to bed. But, no, I'm like, yeah, I'll take the free beer. I'll smoke some more cigarettes and whatever. I think, like, my thought process, too, was I wanted to get a piercing for free. So I was like, if I hang out with these guys, they'll just do it.
Pierce the clit. Ew.
No, not that. It was just near piercing. But yeah, so I was just talking to this guy, and he's like, oh, wait, hold on a second. I'm up to get my knees pierced. And yeah, and he got his fucking knees pierced. Like, he was suspended and...
No, this is the best part. I wake up in the morning, and I go, Emma, how was your night? Like, what happened? She goes, Katie, you'll never fucking believe it. And she's starting to tell me about it. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, I believe you smoke cigarettes with these people. And then she's like, yeah, and this, I watched this guy get his knees pierced. And I'm like, you're making that shit up.
Like that, she did not believe me. And I was like, look at this.
She shows me these text messages and it says, hi, I had a great time last night. I wish you would have let me come up and hang out with you and your friends. First of all, her friends were dead asleep, so I don't know what the fuck he thought was gonna happen, but, and then he goes, I wish you would have, thank you for coming to see me get my knees pierced. Like, then he sends the picture. the picture of him suspended by his knees from the ceiling by like little fucking wires. Picture this. He's hanging out all Batman, Spider-Man shit by his fucking knees. You think I'm kidding? I would not lie. Like, Emma would not lie about this. I saw the picture.
I was like, who does that?
Why didn't we save that?
I don't know.
That would have been fucking gold to save. I took a picture of it and sent it to people. We fucked up.
That's the one thing we don't have. Like, that's the one thing.
That's not the best story, but that's a good story.
I think that is one of the best.
That's one of the best.
We should make, like, a top 10.
We'll figure it right now.
Fuck. Yeah, well, that'd be one of them.
Yeah, Shaq West, and I'm getting really rich. feels like we're talking to people, but we're just talking to ourselves.
Yeah, this is, like, just how we talk.
It feels like people are here with us. Mm-hmm. Like, dead people.
Oh, laughs awkwardly like that.
Give me a piece of pizza. Can I actually have one?
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Hear that? Emma's nice to me.
Not always.
All right. You get to pick the next topic.
I don't have any topics.
Let's talk about... Give a shout out to, like, Jake and Matt and Chris. And how much we hate them.
I was just about to say, who are they?
They're probably the only people that are going to listen to this. And they probably shut it off by now.
Yeah,
anyway.
They might listen to the... Yeah.
Well, if you're listening to this, you owe us about 2 bottles of liquor.
You know what? We should do this when we're hammered.
I am kind of hammered.
As there's only
I drank that White Claw in how long have we been doing this podcast? This podcast, as if it's like a real thing. I bet someone will listen to this. It's been 20 minutes.
We're not posting that.
I'm posting this on my Instagram.
No, you're not.
Bet.
No. Bet declined. No, I have an idea. Can we?
Well, we need to give a sign off.
No, okay. Thanks for
listening to our podcast. We really appreciate the time you've spent with us. If you want to hear more, come to 422 Niagara.
What the fuck? In Wyoming. You're a dipshit. Okay, bye. Love you.
All right. Bye. Love you. Bye, Dad. Bye. You're not my dad.
You're
not my dad.